Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Load 'em up, boys. We're saving crockets when we need them.
Hour number 3. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. You know what that means. 1911 University. And who else can teach at 1911 University than Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom? You know, every time I play that little ditty, Joe, I just have a good time with that. Do you understand why?
Yes, I do.
Really?
Yeah. We talked about it.
Because of the licensing kerfuffle?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because of the licensing kerfuffle?
Yes, well, for anybody who doesn't know this, hasn't ever heard this before, when Joe sent me a Night Fighter, which was the first Chambers gun I ever held, which is the only other Chambers gun I've ever held, when he sent it to me, I decided I found a new place to get music, and I licensed that track for a video on YouTube, and then it pops up, and they said, well, we don't like to license music for guns in video. So, since I had bought license for this, I'm allowed to use it. I'm just not allowed to use it for video, so I just use it every week.
Yes, indeed.
I still play it for Joe, because Joe liked this track. He wanted something a little bluesy, a little little country western at the same time. I thought this was pretty close, so you know, we went with this anyway. So, what's been up in the world of Joe, besides you? I bought a truck the other day, and I sent Joe a picture of it. He said, that's a 4x4 car.
You liked that, didn't you?
I loved it. And then he sent me a picture of, what was that, a 250? Ford F-250?
My F-350, yeah.
He said, this is a truck. What you have is a 4x4 car. Like, okay. Okay, dude. But, so what you been up to besides busting my chops? Because I haven't really talked to you that much here lately. What's been going on?
Oh, I'm just wrapping up the final cosmetics on a couple of really fancy guns for some friends, and probably blew one of them tomorrow, and Eric blew today, and David's wrapping up another fat WMG NF build. We shot a bunch today. So we got some ammo in from Spark Munitions. On Monday, I got this shipment from UPS, or Tuesday, I can't remember now, the days have blended together, Tuesday it was, and there was four boxes. One was our mosquito stuff for the yard, which is amazing, and the other three were boxes from Spark, and I'm like, what the heck? So I open them up, and it's all 147 grain 9mm of different velocities. So I called up Anthony, the owner of Spark, and I says, what do I owe the pleasure of this, like a pile of ammo? And he says, well, I just wanted to send you some stuff so that you could test it before we run your next batch of 30,000 rounds. And you can, you know, tell me if you like the velocity or whatnot. And I'm like, oh, wow, I like free ammo. Sure, why not?
Yeah.
So today we took the Night Stalker out, and we took Night Fighter 13 out, which Eric finished tuning back up. And then the Fat WMG that Eric or that David was building, and we shot them all. And the ammo ran good. It ran better in some guns than others, depending on, you know, the comp, you know, because there's different power factors that they sent us. We now have three different power factors of ammo from Spark that we're playing with to see, you know, because we need ammo that is a little hotter than minor power factor so we can make sure the guns are functioning properly.
Right.
You know, when we're shooting the guns the first couple hundred rounds, we don't need really weak ammo. We need ammo that's gonna zap. So we did that. Eric, like I said, he tuned up Night Fighter 13, which a lot of you are familiar with that gun. Came back in for an eval and a tune up, and ended up getting. Just before we got online here, I was doing a Patreon post on 1911 University on Patreon. It ended up getting back to 100 on one side and 80% on the other side barrel fit when we did the tune-up. It's really, really happy with how that came out. So, yeah, it's been pretty active week this week.
It's good to hear that somebody's out there right now preparing a run of 30,000 rounds for somebody for some sort of ammunition. That's good to know.
Hey, exactly.
So, are all of the Knights armament sets, are they done and set and it's guns, Ma? I mean, what's up with those?
So the pistols are off at DLC right now, and who knows how long that'll take, weeks. And then they'll come back. The grips are off the bin to be stippled. The rifle grips are off the bin to be stippled. And the lowers are done and should be on the way to us on Monday. And the uppers are being wrapped up. And whenever they send me a message and say they're on the way. And then my gun, my pistol and rifle are going off to Brack Wilson over at Patriot. Gun cases on Monday. And he'll have them for like a week while he's making the custom cases, and then he'll send those back. And then I'll send you my pistol so you can play with it for a few weeks.
That'll be cool.
Yeah, I think you'll have fun with it.
I'm sure I will have fun with it.
You get some 9mm ammo laying around, right?
I got some, yes, sir.
Okay, good.
I got me some. I also got some .45 ACP. I'm hoping that all of this other stuff I'm hearing means that we're about to start grinding on something. I can't, you know, the thing about my, but this happened the other day on YouTube twice. People seem to think that my pistol, which has my German name emblazoned underneath the ejection port, they think that's a model of a Chambers gun. They call it the Verde.
Yeah.
And so how did such and such compare with the Verde Chambers pistol? And I'm like, listen, don't be getting personal. let's make this. Well, you know what? We don't have time to make this distinction. We'll make this distinction when we get back. When people say, well, how does this compare to this and how does this compare to that? I'm going to put it as simply as I can, and then I want you as the professor to correct me if you'd be so kind. Now, before we head into this first break, where is the Patreon if people want to go out and support you on the Patreon?
It is patreon.com/1911university.
And let's see how we're doing on YouTube. How we're doing
on YouTube right now.
Well, I know, but I need to see where you are. 588 subscribers. Listen, he needs 412 more subscribers in order to stream live. That's something he wants to do on YouTube, which, I mean, this would basically be, you know, seminars for free on YouTube if he gets 412 more subscribers. We should be able to do this. I don't know why this isn't just happening. So... Chambers Custom, one word. We'll be right back. This is 1911 University. This is Lock and Load.
repeat. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Joe Chambers, this is 1911 University. I just want to make, I'm going to make a statement, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, okay? The difference between a really good custom gun and a not-so-good custom gun is going to be in the fitting. And not all custom guns are created equally. A lot of guns that are supposedly custom guns do not come, unfortunately, with that kind of fitting. Is that a correct statement on my part? Do we still have Joe?
I'm here. There, can you hear
okay.
me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
No, I said that is those are all correct statements.
Is there anything I missed with that, though?
No, I think that pretty much, as a general overview covers it. I was reading some of the comments on the YouTube deal that you were talking about while we were on break, and I think you made a good explanation. You know, a lot of these companies, the guys that work for them, they have to build a gun a day, or sometimes as many as three guns a day.
Right.
And they talk about how, these guns are, hand fit, precision fit, blah, blah, blah. Well, I'm here to tell you, as a matter of fact, that's impossible.
Right.
Physically impossible. I'll give you a good example. Years ago, when I worked with my mentor, I received an order from a guy that I knew. He was getting ready to go to Camp Perry, and we were like days away from leaving. And he ordered a ball gun, or he had one on order, and I just found out about it because of the record-keeping system there, or whatever the case may be. Anyways, I had 3 days to build a gun, okay? A match-winning, capable ball gun, CMP classified ball gun. So I sat down, and in 21 hours straight with no sleep, I built a gun and then took it to the Ransom Rest range to test it because that's what we had to do. So in a total of 21 hours, I took a box of parts and turned them into a gun that would shoot sub-inch and a half at 50 yards, and then spent the next 4 hours gluing it. So I had 25 hours complete with no sleep, no rest, no nothing, just balls to the walls building this gun. And right. It's a very basic gun, matte finish. There's no cosmetic enhancements. There's a standard grip safety. There's no beaver tail, standard adjustable sights. There's no fanciness there. It took me 25 hours, not accounting the testing process, to complete this gun and get it ready to ship. The guy subsequently earned a medal at Camp Perry. He got his President's 100 tab at Camp Perry the next week with that gun. I was very excited. Nice feather in the cap for my early career. My point is, that's somebody. At that point in time, I was entering the phase in my career where I was really, really, I had my mind wrapped around it. I was at that 10, 12,000 hour mark of building guns. And, some might say you're an expert or a master or whatever, blah, 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 all that crap. But I was well experienced. I was well seasoned in how the process worked precisely. So when left alone, I was dialed in. Fast forward, 10 some years, 11 years later, and companies are talking about, our gunsmiths build a custom gun in one day. Then I'm just like, it's physically impossible. You can't do that in 8 or 9 hours. Can you do it in one day? Yes. In 21 hours. You can't do it in 1 8-hour day with a lunch break.
Another way I try to explain this is that some of these gun companies, with a gunsmith there, he's going to assemble so many guns in 50 hours. Where right. when you look at a Chambers custom gun, you're looking at a product that took 50 hours of work by itself.
Right, one gun. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's really the deal. I mean, Eric and Brandon, you know, they're a little quicker than David is at this time because they have more experience. But they can each build a gun, you know, and probably the wide bodies in probably 3.5-4 days and have it, you know, it's being shot at that point. The full 4 days and it's ready to be glued. David's a little longer. He's at about 7 days right now. Well, you know, that's, you look at that and you go, that's 4 10-hour days. That's 40 hours.
Right.
And these guys eat lunch at their bench most of the day. You know, once in a while, if it's nice, like it was yesterday or today, they go outside and eat, but they're not taking no hour lunch break, hour and a half lunch break. If they do, it's because I said, hey, let's go to lunch. You know, they're working because they want to get the guns done and they want to get them done right. And each of them has their own, idiosyncrasies in how they do things. But at the end of the day, the product is the same from each builder to each builder because I look at them. And, you know, I mean, even today, Eric was getting ready to blue and I says, you ready for me to review that before you blew it? Yep. And I went over there with a magic marker and I marked a few little minor things that I wanted him to touch up before he blued and he was done in 10 minutes, you know. But yeah, there's a big misconception about what custom versus semi-custom is. And even in the custom world, you know, you can spend 40 hours, 50, 60 hours building a gun and still not know how to fit a barrel. I've seen it hundreds of times. And, but there's a big misconception about what that level of quality is and what it means. And when you look at a price, that's something that you have to look at also.
Well, yeah, and that brings up the next question that I was going to ask you, but I'm not going to ask you this till the next segment because because I'm asking you a question, you're explaining the answer, and that's important because, like I said, not all custom guns are created equally, and that becomes a point of contention with some people, as you know. From your Patreon things, you say, well, I'm not going to mention the name of this gun, but whoever had it, they sure did have a Dremel, you know, and then you still get a phone call the next day anyway. But for those of you that are interested in Chambers Custom, you can go to chamberscustom.com, look at the guns they have available that they build. You can get involved with them by making out your order right there. Heidi's going to put you in the system, then somebody at some point in time is going to start building that gun, and when you get it, I guarantee you, you will definitely believe me when I say it was worth the wait. ChambersCustom.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The White House says President Biden won't appoint a commission to investigate the January 6th riots at the Capitol. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki telling reporters Thursday that while the administration believes the riots deserve a full investigation, the president believes that Congress has the role and ability to carry out that investigation. Some Democratic lawmakers had called on Biden to appoint a presidential commission to investigate the riots after a bill to create a 9/11 style commission failed in the Senate. and the Department of Justice is moving to treat ransomware attacks as acts of terrorism in the wake of a rise of major attacks. Reuters reporting U.S. attorneys' offices received new guidance Thursday directing them to coordinate any ransomware investigations with a recently created task force. Recent attacks against Colonial Pipeline and meat producer JBS have caused the department to prioritize ransomware hacks. You're listening to USA Radio News. The FBI says it's traced the ransomware attack against meat producer JBS back to a criminal group based out of Russia. It's the second major attack from criminals based in the country against a major company operating in the United States, with the May attack on Colonial Pipeline. One congressman believes that President Biden shouldn't meet with Putin for a scheduled summit later this month after this latest cyber attack. North Carolina Republican Representative Richard Hudson tells Fox News that a summit between the two leaders should only come after Russia stops the hacking.
It's inconceivable to think that a group of rogue Russian hackers is somehow operating inside Russia without at least the tacit consent, if not under the direction of Vladimir Putin. I mean, think about if there were a group of rogue hackers here in America attacking other countries, our FBI would track them down immediately and shut them down. And so all I'm saying is that don't reward Vladimir Putin with a high-profile summit as long as he's not doing anything about the hacking of our critical infrastructure here in America.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. It's 1911 University with Joe Chambers. And I saw a post you put up of Polymer Gun Customizers. And this is before.
How do you like that gun?
Well, that was definitely something. It reminded me. You ever seen that movie Mystery Men?
Uh-uh.
No? You should go check out Mystery Men because they have the disco guys that they're criminals, they're master criminals, and it's all a comedy. But when they pull out their guns, it looked a lot like that gun. Everybody had a gun like that with the brass knuckles and everything on it. And does this mean, Joe, that you don't have a lot of respect for the Gucci guns like that?
Oh, no, I think there's a place for them. I mean, if you, if you want to spend $5,000 on a Glock, by all means. And there's, but I look at the polymer market as a different way than a lot of people. You know, if I was going to spend money, like that kind of money on a polymer gun, I would send it to the top person in the game, and that's Ben Simonson down at Boresight. I mean,
yeah.
Ben's been melting and grinding plastic longer than most of the people who own bore sight guns have been alive. So, you know, I think there's certainly a place for it. If you love Glocks and that's your jam, or SIGs or M&Ps or whatever it is, you know, that has a polymer frame that you love and you want it customized, at least pick somebody who's the best.
Right. Okay.
Right. Don't, I mean,
well,
who did
those fine pistols?
I don't know. A friend of mine posted that up in another group we were on because somebody brought it into his shop to trade it. And he was like, oh yeah, I gotta have that. So he bought it.
That's a real gun.
It's a real gun, yes, absolutely.
No.
And he bought it, and he was asking in this specific small community that we're in if anybody had any of us who are NFA SOT guys, if any of us had a Glock sear, because he wanted to do a YouTube video of him shooting it full auto just to make people's heads explode. And we're all like, yes, please. It's kind of like the other picture that's going around right now, and I haven't posted it because the guy who posted it's a really close personal friend of mine, and it's been shared a bazillion times. But my friend Taylor Pickerel down in Louisiana, big NFA guy, and he actually introduced me to Brandon, who builds guns for me. He bought the turret and gun off of a T-55 tank, and he bought it in Texas. So he had to transport it back to Louisiana, where he's disassembling it and taking the gun out of it. It's the only one of these in the whole world, in the whole U.S. that's available for purchase. And so he posted a picture online of the turret on a semi-trailer parked in this parking lot as they were coming home. And the caption that he used was, got my upper, just need my lower to complete my build.
Yeah,
people went crazy with it. They're sharing it all over the internet, and I'm like, yeah, that's cool, bro.
So here was a question that this begs to answer, because we're talking about how the fit is the big difference in the guns, right? So does this mean now there's a lot of other custom builders out there that charge more than you do for your guns?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So does this mean that either, one, your guns are too cheap because you actually do it, or two, are they committing malfeasance by sending out substandard guns after you've paid for that, how does a custom gun buyer know, besides when he finally gets it, because nobody stocks these things. They're not laying around to where they can go to the showroom and pull them out and test drive them. How do they know?
Well, first of all, you know, the first question, you know, I can't answer that on live radio. I can't tell you how I really feel, because, I mean, you already know how I really feel, but I'm not going to answer that on live radio. I don't want to make people just screech with how I feel, you know, but I think I'll answer it like this. There's a right way and there's a wrong way to do stuff, right? I mean, that's the bottom line of life. In life, there are right ways to do stuff and there's wrong ways to do stuff. If you do stuff the right way, you should not be afraid to charge what that end product is worth. If you do things the wrong way and you're charging what people are charging to do it the right way, well, then shame on you. That's the kindest, gentlest, softest way that I can put it. And how do people know? Well, some people learn through experience, right? They buy a gun, they spend $7,000-$8,000 on it, they get home, and then they see the Barrel Fit Mafia, which is me, Brandon, Eric, and David, and we're posting pictures all the time online of proper barrel fits, and they check their own guns, and they're like, oh, crap, that sucks. What did I do? Then they learn the hard way, right? The other way to learn is to, see some of the reviews that I do online on Patreon, on YouTube, on Instagram, Facebook, all the different places where I do reviews. And, you know, if it's a good review, put that one on the list of
companies that you would buy from. If it's not a good review, then take that one off the list of companies you would buy from, unless you just particularly like that style of gun.
Right.
And, you know, there are people out there, and there's nothing wrong with this, there are people out there that buy guns just specifically because they like the style. I've done it. Come on. I mean, who hasn't done that? That's just part of the game, right?
Right.
I don't do it anymore because I'm past all. Right? I don't need to prove anything to anybody by my purchasing abilities. That's why I drive a 2001 pickup truck. You know, if I wanted to impress people, I'd buy the brand new 2021 TRD Tundra. But I'm over all that. You get to
can't find one of those
that.
Though.
Oh,
they're not available.
Oh, I can find one.
Okay.
But you get to a point, you know what I'm saying? You get to an age, most of us get to an age where we're like, yeah, I don't need to impress you, dude. I'm secure with my adulthood, my masculinity, and where I am in life. Cool. But I do have a list. You know, I have somebody asked me recently, you know, who would you buy? And so I put a list on Patreon of who I would buy. And there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 builders on that list, plus, you know, the three amigos, Brandon, Eric, and David. So there's 10 people on that list of guns that I would buy. I'll give you a couple names, like C.T. Bryan, Stan Chan. These are active guys.
Okay.
Curtis.
Hold up right there.
You know,
hold up. We're coming up on the break. Everybody there right now listening today, listens on the YouTube channel, listens on the podcast later on, you need to go to chamberscustom.com and subscribe if you haven't already done it. He needs 412 subscribers, and then he can stream live. We should be able to do this, I'm swearing to God. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
On the firing line, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. We've been talking 1911 University with Joe Chambers, and I understand why you don't want to say what you want to say, but I mean, the question remains that a lot of everybody that after a certain point in time, if they have guns long enough, everybody wants. Secretly, whether they do it or not, everybody would love to have a really well-built 1911, 2011, 2019, whatever it is. They really would like that one gun, or so they think, until they get the one, and then they're like, I'd really like to have another. But once, you know, it's like the Lay's potato chips once it starts. But really, truly, right, are some of these consumers at the mercy of the brand they pick? Because I would say yes.
Yeah.
I would say yes.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
No, I mean, you are at the mercy of the brand you pick, that's for certain. And, you know, but the tricky part is, there are companies out there who employ a bunch of gunsmiths or builders or whatever, assemblers or whatever you want to term them, and that some of those guys do really exceptional work. You know, I mean, I know a number of companies out there where they have gun builders that, you know, they do really, really nice work. They're just put under a time frame that prevents them from doing exceptional work. Right. And those same companies employ people that, you know, they just want to turn out as many guns as possible so they can meet their quota and get their time off. I mean, that's like that in every industry. You deal with that in the car industry. I mean, that's why we have lemon laws in the car industry, is because every once in a while, you know, a Ford F-150 rolls off the assembly line and it just sucks. It's the best truck on the market, but they have a bad one every once in a while.
Sure.
Toyota, same thing. I mean, all
yep. Yep.
You know, and we deal with the same thing in the gun industry. And I laugh because of some of the groups that I'm in, you know, and I see guys posting about rifles and pistols and shotguns and whatever. And, you know, every once in a while, some dude will pop in with, oh, I bought this XYZ brand and it sucks. I would never buy another one of these ever again, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, you know, I mean, you bought a gun from a company that produces 5,000 guns a year. You know, maybe, you know, that particular builder does suck, but maybe he needs to, you know, have a talking to. Or maybe they just had a bad run of parts. So you can't condemn everybody all the time for bad stuff. You know, I mean, and at the same time, some companies just have different specs. You know, I mean, you see that with the Staccato lineup in particular. The P guns are built to a different kind of spec than the XC guns because of the type of gun they are.
Right.
Okay. I understand. I totally understand that, and I get it. Would I pay $2,000 extra for the XC? No. No, I wouldn't. And I've said that publicly, and I'll continue to say it because I wouldn't. It's my opinion. I wouldn't.
Sure.
Should you? I don't know. It's your money. Do it. Do whatever your money you want to do with it, you know? Now, you know, but when it comes to custom builders, I certainly think that there is a line, you know, we're talking high-end customs one-offs, that there's a line where there are absolutely dudes out there that are working their butts off to build the best gun they can build with the available knowledge that's public, right? And these dudes, they work hard to, you know, fit things properly and do things right, and their guns command a high price. I mean, some of the dudes on my list, their guns are, you know, $8,000-$10,000, just like mine. But you know that when you got that gun, that whoever it was spent, you know, 80, 90, 100 hours building your gun.
Right.
He actually knew what the heck he was doing. And so it's worth it, you know. And that's, to me, what separates, within the industry, that's what separates, you know, the commercial side of it from the custom side of it, if you will, and I consider semi-custom commercial. You know, that's what separates it. I actually had a conversation with a guy this week. He called me. He's from Nebraska, and he ordered a gun. And he says, you know, I've been watching you work a long time. I want a fat WMG. And local guy, and he says, you know, I've seen what you've done. He goes, I would imagine it would be very easy for you to turn out hundreds and hundreds of guns a year if you wanted to. And I go, oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, we've been very blessed. We have a long list. You know, I could say we're going to release 500 spots and they'd be filled in a couple of days. That's how long the list is. But we would have to compromise. We would have to go, all right, slide to frame fit. You know, you guys got 10 minutes to do that. Barrel fit, you got an hour to do that. Because we got to build 500 guns this year. So we're going to compromise our quality to get a few more dollars? Nah, I'd rather raise my prices, honestly. Because then at least I know I'm not, you know, I know that the people that are, I almost slipped up. I almost said what I was thinking. At least then I know that the people who are buying our guns are getting their money's worth. And that's the important thing to me.
Well, yeah, I can see what you're saying. I just, you know, For some people, when they're out there saying, how does this compare to this and how does this compare to that? I think it's pretty safe. Well, yeah, it's a pretty safe thing to say that whenever somebody wants me to compare two guns and why is one better, that the percentage of the fit that you do, while it is painstaking and very, very detailed, at the same time, percentage-wise, is not that, mathematically, when somebody's out there looking at the numbers, there's not that great of a difference between what you're doing every time versus what some people do most of the time, is there?
Right.
But the that's where the devil is, right, is in those details and the fact that you've replicated that minute manipulation of the fit.
Right. Yeah, and I mean, we talk about it in the shop. I could literally build a fat WMG in 8 hours. I could do that. No problem. Would it be worth $6,000? No, not in my mind. Because the tolerances would be all over the place. It wouldn't have any fit. You know, it'd be a 3-inch gun at 50 yards. Well, we don't build 3-inch guns at 50 yards. We just don't do that. We're never going to do that. So I would, you know, okay, I'm gonna build a gun that's a 3-inch gun at 50 yards. You know, the tolerances are all over the place. Well, that means I got to lower the price to, you know, $3,000 or $4,000. Now I'm semi-custom, not custom. And, you know, so I look at it and I go, okay, would we rather have fewer pieces at more money that are higher quality or a bunch of stuff out there that I'm going to, and this is the other side of it. A lot of those companies that build guns to that level of tolerances, which is the preferable way to say quality, to that level of tolerance, they have a lot of returned guns. I mean, Bill, I know companies out there that have 10-15% of the guns they build a year coming back. If you build 5,000 guns a year and you got 15% coming back,
that's a lot of
guns.
That's
a lot of guns. That's, yeah, 550 that's a lot of guns a year.
Yeah.
Man, I don't want to deal with that. Are you kidding me?
Nope.
I want my clients to call me up and go, dude, this is the most BA gun I've ever had. No issues out of it in 20,000 rounds. It's amazing. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, cool. Right on. That's what I want.
We're running out of time. I'm going to let you end it right there. That was it. You put them out, yeah. The BA guns from Chambers Custom. Thank you very much for joining me this weekend, by the way, or this week.
Thank you, brother.
All right. Back again in 21 hours. In between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. Tomorrow, we'll be joined by Super Dave Harrington and by Dean Weingarten, for those of you interested. This has been Lock and Load. Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.